YSS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A major shakeup at embattled Boeing. ABC's Mike Dubusky has the details.
Dave Calhoun is going to step down as CEO of Boeing at the end of the year. Board Chairman Larry Kellner is set to resign in May, and Stan Deal, CEO of Boeing Commercial Airplanes, is resigning effective immediately. The changes come as Boeing contends with a series of quality and safety concerns around its planes.
Calhoun told employees the eyes of the world are on us. Former President Donald Trump says he'll attend a New York City hearing in his hush money case involving payments to adult actress Stormy Daniels. It's also the deadline for him to secure a bond or face enforcement, potential property seizure, in the $464 million fraud judgment in New York. L.A. Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he'll speak to the media today. It'll be the first time since his interpreter was fired after reports of millions of dollars in payments from Ohtani's account to a gambling operation. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Racine County District Attorney is investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on petitions seeking a recall election against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says her signature was forged.
I feel extremely violated. I am a librarian, if I can say that, and truth matters to me.
Haggerty spoke with WYSN-TV's Up Front. Country forest roads in Wisconsin are getting money from the state. $320,000 will pay for fixing up 900 miles of country forest roads in 24 counties this year. The Country Forest Road AIDS program was set up to pay for improving and maintaining public roads in country forests. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Fond du Lac County Sheriff's Office arrests a man who is accused of stabbing a woman in Fond du Lac on Friday. 50-year-old Furman Lopez Mendoza was arrested in Ozaukee County Saturday. He was then turned over to Fond du Lac County. Police request he be charged with first-degree attempted homicide. The victim is in the hospital in serious but stable condition. For 30 years, the new community shelter has been providing emergency shelter to homeless adult men and women in Green Bay. Chris Olson, Director of Development, said they had three programs through which they helped the homeless in Brown County: the Emergency Shelter Program, Transitional Living, and Community Meals.
There's a lot to us. There's a lot of layers, a lot of great things that are done here.
The new community shelter is located at 301 Mather Street in Green Bay. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Marquette gets past Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles reached the Sweet 16 with an 81-77 win over Colorado head coach Shaka Smart.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked, never wavered. We stayed connected. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Marquette headed to Dallas, where they'll play North Carolina State just after 6 p.m. Friday night. NBA in Milwaukee, a big night for Chris Middleton, who needed just one more rebound on the way to a rare triple-double, so he asked Doc Rivers to keep him in the game.
If I said a little word to Doc, I was feeling it. I realized I was 1 point away, where I could be in control. I can hopefully knock down the jump shot like I did tonight.
Middleton, 11 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, as the Bucks bounce the Thunder, 118-93. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Hockey, the Badger women's hockey team losing 1-0 to Ohio State. The Buckeyes claim the national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could get an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. 46 today, little breezy with a southeast wind gusting to near 30. More rain, could be heavy at times tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow cloudy, rain 57 with rain changing to a little light snow by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning, weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with Kathy Larkin filling in while the mayor's on vacation. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients and provide a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation, wind hail damage, along with biohazard cleanups. They will do it all. Let me tell you something. They are 24/7. All you have to do is give them a call, 920-MIDWEST, 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. They are absolutely amazing, and they do so much for our local community. Habitat for Humanity, American Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, schools, communities. They're incredible. Midwest Restoration, 920-MIDWEST. Special guest coming on right now. This is something near and dear to my heart. Sam Floyd runs an organization called Operation Coffee. Sam is a Marine veteran of Afghanistan. Sam, welcome.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor.
Hi, Sam.
Fantastic. Hi. Reading your bio here. Started Operation Coffee in 2017 after 11 years of battling mental health and struggling to adjust to civilian life. And I'm going to let you take it from there. And how did those, and thank God you're here. And I'm not saying that in a flippant way, because I've got six people that I knew that are no longer with us because they reached some depths.
Yep.
How did you go from that place in your world to right here where you're doing something really cool with this Operation Coffee?
Yeah. It's a long story, so I'll try to keep it as...
We got time.
All right, we got time.
It's either that or Kathy talked about her days playing country music. So yeah. I think everybody
go
wants
ahead,
this.
Go ahead, Sam.
Yes, or her crush on Donny Osmond.
Yes.
So we're good.
Yeah, so let's kind of start from the beginning. So actually, just when I enlisted in the Marine Corps in September 10th of 2001.
Oh!
Yeah, so then the next day 9/11 happened, and then everything just changed in my world. I was in the delayed entry program in high school. And so then my teacher, I was in actually an English class when this happened, my teacher just kind of looked at me. He's like, didn't you just sign up for the Marine Corps yesterday? Yes, I did. And not knowing the implications of what that actually meant at the time. But then I got deployed to Afghanistan, like you said, in 2003 to 2004, really early in the war.
Were young too.
I was 19.
Yeah.
19. No, I was 20 because I turned 21 in Afghanistan.
And you went to high school in
Winnebago Lutheran Academy.
Winnebago Lutheran.
Fond du Lac. Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Back. I graduated in 2002. So that was, and so we were in. We were talking earlier on the eastern side of Afghanistan, in the Pakistan Mountains, or near Pakistan in the Hindu Kush Mountains, which was, not a fun place to be.
Well, you were up there in that north. Eastern part of the country,
correct,
right?
Correct.
And that's where the, whatever you want to call them, Taliban, terrorists, whatever word you have, that's where they were coming across the border from the Pakistans and the Syrias. And that was their pipeline, right?
Yes, it was. Yeah, it was a interesting time to be in that part of the country. It was, just yeah, just interesting, I guess, to put it, let's just leave it like yeah. that, I guess. Yeah, and so then got out in 2006, and then all I really wanted to do was party. I guess yeah. that I didn't really have a chance to rebel after high school because right. I was in the Marine Corps. So then after I got out, which was great. I mean, parties were great, the welcome home parties for like a week. And then after that, life happened, and not really understanding. I went to college. I went to UWO for a year. I didn't go to class. Yeah. I didn't do anything. I just wanted a party. So I dropped out of there, and then in and out. I was struggling, and you know, all the time I was just sleeping yeah. a lot, not really wanting to be around a lot of people. That's why I didn't really go to class. And not really understanding what that meant. I didn't, you know, all this was very new. I didn't really understand. I didn't want to be around people, so I didn't want to go to class. And so I dropped out of college and just started trying to do everything, trying to find my pack again, trying to find my tribe because I lost it, you know, serving in the active, you know, in the Marine Corps, it's the tightest brotherhood and sisterhood ever. I yep. mean, not only in the Marine Corps, in the armed forces as yep. well, Army and Air Force.
Well, especially when you're someplace over there. It might be different if you're at, you know, Camp Pendleton and you can still go out and do it. But when you're in those units in a foreign country like that, that's all you've got.
That's all you got. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's all you have. And you do, like, they call it trauma bonding, you know, so you do yeah. all those hard things together. And then when you get out, because, and you would die, no matter if you liked that person or you didn't like that person, you know, you would do anything for that person. And so when you got back, you just, you know, you get, there was, I think our country did a really good job as opposed to like the, say, Vietnam area where they really welcomed us home and they were thankful for our service.
And I think the Vietnam vets were very instrumental in that.
Correct.
It's yeah. like, hey.
To make sure you didn't have the same
right.
experience.
Exactly. Absolutely. Vietnam vets deserve a lot of credit for that, I think.
Yeah, go ahead. That's a good point. Yes. Yeah. Thanks for saying that. Absolutely. They do. And didn't want to make the same mistake twice. So there was a lot of people saying, you know, thank you for your service and all the time and just wanting to support us. And but really in the back of your head, you're just like, well, thank you, but you don't really understand, you know, and nobody really can. So, you know, and I'm just so thankful that for their support. But at the time, it was so confusing too, because all my friends, my brothers, or we can call on the phone, but it wasn't the same thing. I couldn't just go to their their barracks door and just knock on their room and be like, hey, can we just hang out, not yeah. do anything, don't have to necessarily talk or do anything, just be with each other, hang out, play video games, whatever it was at the time. So was missing that a lot and struggling through all that. I mean, that was the big things in understanding and processing, actually processing what happened over there and bringing it back home, struggling with everything and just feeling just on a huge island.
Yep.
Just a big island. Now, even though the people that like you deployed to whatever didn't, but you weren't with me, you know, it's such a weird place to be.
And you know, people can say, oh, I understand what you're going through. No, they don't. They don't.
No. And with good intentions, they say that.
Absolutely. Totally, completely. But they really don't.
Right. They yeah. really
and
don't.
And can't.
Right.
They can't, exactly.
Unless they went through it themselves. You.
Kathy's dad was a Marine.
Yep. Oh. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So, yeah, exactly. Good point. Thank you for saying that. And thank you for your father. And so I guess let's fast forward now to what Operation Coffee is trying to do. I started this in 2017 with the intentions of starting conversations. Again, you might not understand what we're going through, but if we can reach out to somebody that might get it, or it could really make a difference in people's lives, because, you know, like there's a lot of casualties to people ending their own lives than actually what happened in Afghanistan, Iraq. So I just wanted to do something. I wanted to bridge the gap between the VA getting help somewhere, vet center, VA, no matter where, wherever. And then maybe I can encourage people to start conversation with somebody that's trusted. Obviously you're not going to go to the person next door and talk about your inmost like demons, but you know, find somebody out there that really matters. And that really can make a difference in somebody's life.
And having a place outside of a clinical setting.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's because I went to counseling I still go to counseling because I still struggle sure. with mental health. But it's like something about that stagnant light that's you walk in, you know, it's just like, I don't.
I've got a good friend who was a Vietnam vet and battled for years with everything. And the thing that was so frustrating, and this is his wife told me about this. They would, you know, he'd be having these terrible nightmares and these whatever, and, you know, all kinds of problems. And they'd go and meet with a counselor. And it's like, well, how you doing today, Bob? Oh, good. How's things? Right. Good. Yep. And she's like, want to pull her hair out.
Right.
No, it's not good. No, it's was not. So hard for guys to open up and give their true feelings. Because let's be honest, in our era, it was like, well, guys don't, you know, they're tough. We can handle everything. And the Marines, we're tough. We can handle anything. But there are some things that are a little bit more insurmountable without some help, isn't there?
Correct. Yes. Right. And I mean, there's a time and a place to like push through and, you know, and all that stuff, you know, that grit that my dad was a Vietnam vet. My grandfather was a World War II vet. So, and my other grandfather was Korea. So
wow.
I come from a long line of military service. So there's a time and a place to just like push through and grit it out. But then there's another time that is almost sometimes more important to reach out and be vulnerable with the people that matter. That you trust.
Right, trust. That's the biggest word, I think. You have to have trust to open up like that with somebody.
And that takes a long... I mean, sometimes people build up that wall so high it takes... But if you can just kind of remove a brick by brick and just... Yeah, it's a vulnerable place to be in. It's tough. It's hard for people to do. But once you do it, there's some serious, serious life-changing stuff that can happen. And that's what I want to encourage over coffee.
Tell us about your coffee company.
Yeah, so Operation Coffee... I roast coffee.
I love coffee.
Yeah, me too.
She's a coffee nut.
I'm a big coffee nut.
Yeah, so I wanted to, so not only this help conversations happen, but also donate to organizations that help raise awareness for veteran suicide and mental health. Excuse me. So not even like, you know, so just that fulfill the life of the veteran, or to fulfill the, or give them a better, what am I trying to say?
Better outlook.
Yeah, better outlook on life. Thank you. Yeah. So just donate to, not only donate money, monetary things, but also just provide somebody with just an ear.
Yeah.
You know, like I never wanted to be so big where I can't relate with my people that buy coffee from me that need help. So there's a lot of veterans' spouses that call me and said, how can I help my loved one? And sometimes all I just need to do is listen, and I do that a lot.
So okay, we're going to talk a lot more. We're going to set a quick break. We're going to have you come back. We want to find out how we can help you help them. Mm. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. One quick question for you. Mm-hmm. Did you go to San Diego?
Yes.
Boot camp?
Yes, I did.
Okay. So the Marines recruiters here had me come down a few years back, and more than probably 10 years now, and do a video that they could use for recruiting, the whole thing. And like, there's about 1,000 reasons I could never be a Marine. But you know what the number one is? I would never be able to go over that one. Was it called the Stairway to Heaven? It was like the telephone poles.
Yes.
They were horizontal, about 50 feet high.
Yeah.
And there's no net. So if you fall, thanks for being here.
Yeah.
and the thing is, they were all different heights. Mm. So it's not like you just get in a rhythm. And guys, sometimes the shorter guys especially would have to almost like jump off the and grab the thing and pull themselves over.
Yeah. And hope for the best.
And hope for the best.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that very vividly because I'm not a tall guy by any means. I'm pretty short. So I had to jump and get that.
That was so scary. It's like, I'm done. Thanks, guys.
The few, I'm the done. Proud, we get it now.
And the minos. Another one where you had to go down some line and you're in full gear and it's water, 10 feet of water underneath. Mm-hmm. And you're going down inch by inch.
Yep.
And a couple guys would fall and just
hope
they rise to the surface.
Yep.
And then there's the crucible.
Oh,
that's right. The crucible.
One. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Let's you know your talk. Stuff.
I do a little.
I know you do. This is great. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee Roasters, Afghanistan Marine veteran. We're going to talk more about how we can help our vets. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call
800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Monday morning. Kat Larkin filling in for the mayor, having a great time with her and talking to an extremely, extremely interesting individual, Sam Floyd, United States Marine veteran, Afghanistan War, Operation Coffee Roasters, comes from an amazing line of veterans. Operation Coffee, you got this one, Patches Blend. Would you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I wanted to be a little bit more personal with my coffee, just to be able to name them in... So Patches is the nickname of my father. He's a Vietnam vet. So in the back of every story or every coffee, I like to write a story. So I like to write with the help of, again, like I said, my uncle, who's a lot smarter. So he edited a lot of it and make sure it sounds a lot. So the premise of this is mine and the story is mine, but he's just like, he's an editor, right? So when people...
Hey, we all have our talents and then we all don't have our talents. That's right.
Absolutely.
That's right. So then he rewrote a story about... Oh, my dad got his nickname, and so Patches, he walked into a bar, and it was funny, quick funny story about is he walked into a bar, he just got home from Afghanistan, or sorry,
Vietnam,
and to fit in at that time, again, we talked about, you know, it's hard to fit in, so he asked his mom to sew patches onto his pants to try to fit
in. Which was the cool thing to do back then.
Yeah, it was the cool thing to do, and the friend that he walked into the bar was, so it was... I think it was 18 at the time, so he could drink. So my dad was 20, and this guy was 17, my dad's friend, I think. And he walked in, the guy, so the owner of Scuds, he asked the 17-year-old, hey, is your name, is your friend Patches of age? And the guy that wasn't, was underage, and my dad was of age. So that's how my dad got his nickname.
Wow.
Yeah, so that kind of gives you a little story. And my dad was a Vietnam vet, and I just wanted to honor him while he was still alive, you know, because he deserves it, and he's...
And he was a medic.
He was a medic.
Mm-hmm. Wow, tough thing to be.
Right, absolutely.
Right, and my lineage, my grandfather, Grandpa Joe, I have it named after him, too, a coffee. That's my dark roast. And
that works well with coffee.
Yeah, it works. Yeah, Grandpa Joe, yeah, it does. Coincident. I mean, it wasn't ironic. So then we did that. Grandpa Joe was a World War II vet. He did... radar. Yeah, so early radar in World War II, which is...
That changed the tide of the war.
It did, yeah. Just, yeah, if we could have just picked up on what those little blips on Pearl Harbor, that something might have been a little bit different, but we digress a little bit.
We can talk about that all day long.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So the infamous words, I wouldn't worry about it.
Right.
Oh
the guy saw the blips, there's the brand new radar, saw the blips, and he says, we're expecting some planes coming in for the... Yeah, don't worry about it, go have breakfast.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, so Grandpa Joe's Patches, I have my medium or my light roast is called the Caregiver. So I wanted to accentuate or honor the, not only the vets, but the vets' wives spouses, you know, because they serve.
No question.
Yeah. They serve so much too, and they often get forgot about. So I wanted to make sure to honor the caregiver as well. So either man or wife, no matter what, whoever it is, just what kind of sacrifice that they have to make too. So there, and I roll in different coffees, every seasonal coffees, and I'm learning more about coffee myself. Cause when I first started, I didn't really understand what coffee was. And, you know, then I got into it. I'm like, oh, this is a different language. It's kind of like going into the military, which is like, oh, there's an algorithm, but there's a...
Can I just say one more thing about the Marines? The other reason I couldn't be... The very first night, they get these kids, put them on the bus, go on the yellow footprints. They come in, and these kids are like shell-shocked because these DIs are just screaming at them and giving them these orders on what to do. I couldn't understand a single word the DIs were yelling at these kids.
No, I mean, honestly, it took a couple of weeks to understand what they were saying just because they're getting screamed on, spit on,
exactly.
All that stuff. Yeah.
And then these poor kids, they do that, and then they run into the thing, and it's like, get your head shaved and dust off. Yep. So just all of a sudden their hair's all gone, and they just throw them out of the chair. Yeah. And That's just a whirlwind for your first 24 right. hours, isn't right. it?
Yeah, you don't sleep at all that stuff.
And the purpose is sort of to take away your identity.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have a whole new one.
Yeah.
And they got to start like almost like you're a baby being
born. Break it down and start it over. You're right.
Yeah. Again, that's a good point. Yeah, exactly. That's just to try to break you down of everything you've known. And then build you up in the way the Marine Corps or whatever service that it is. Yeah.
So how can we buy your coffee? How can we help your program?
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah. So just, I don't only want to give money back, but I also want to be an advocate for mental health. So that's why an opportunity to speak on the radio and just different podcasts is really important. So thank you for allowing me to do that. But to support,
we thank you.
Yes, thank you. Just you can order online, operationcoffee.com. You can order, you can set it up for a subscription, however you want. I kind of been tuning this website for 6 years now. So I've been
changing with the times,
changing
too.
Changing with the times, too. Yes.
So do you have a brick and mortar place or is it all online right now?
It's all online right now. I do have different places. I had to have different cafes that sell my coffee, which I'm trying to expand into the valley a little bit more. So if you know a coffee company out there or a coffee shop out there that needs
coffee. We've got one that's opening up Monday right next door to us.
Yeah, I saw that coming in. I was like, talk to them. I got business cards.
And there's a great little market right next to us as well.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, so just expanding that and then also just so order online because I do donate back. And then also, too, life is happening, too. I got married in October and I have
congratulations.
And I have a little baby girl coming in August.
Oh, so, phenomenal. Fantastic. Yeah,
so life is going to change again, Sam.
Hey, you think your world changed when you went to the Marines? Trust me on this one. Yes. I've got daughters and granddaughters. Yes. Good luck.
So very excited about that. Yes, yes.
Well, this is awesome. So once again, give us your website, Sam.
Yeah, operationcoffee.com. If you want to, just on every social media, I'm Facebook and Instagram as well. If you want a social, kind of just keep come up. And I write blogs, too. So just go on the website and kind of follow along.
Help boost it up for you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
We're going to push this like you can't believe.
I love that. Thank you.
How are you doing?
Good question. Thank you. Yeah, there's still a struggle to this day. But honestly, thankfully, I'm a believer. So thankful by the grace of God, I'm here. And I am so thankful that he's given me an opportunity to, speak and help people. So I'm doing okay. There are just days that just suck. Let's just put it out. And so then, but now just understanding that I'm going to struggle through it has almost helped me. Because then now I'm going to struggle through it, but I'm going to get through it.
Yep.
And so that's
you got to have something though, don't you?
Right.
You got to have something because I've had so many friends or stories or whatever. And boy, that bottle is just too easy to reach for and staying out late and doing whatever is too easy. And then one thing leads to another and then they get a problem here and a problem there. And it can spiral quickly, can't it?
Yeah, it can. And to that point, I am 2 years sober. So
good for you.
Congrats.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, because I did rely on the bottle for a long time to deal with and cope.
Common.
Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And so,
And here it's acceptable.
Yes.
Yeah, that's true.
Living in this.
Totally acceptable.
Yeah.
Drunkest county or something. But anyway, so then, but I'm sober and I'm just so thankful to be sober. Now I just got to work on that sugar intake right now.
Thing at a time, Sam. Right. Yeah, one thing at a time.
Really like
I've been working on that for 40 years, Sam.
And some battles can't be won.
I'm not 40 years clean of sugar, my friend. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee Roasters. Give us your website one more time.
Yes, thank you. Operationcoffee.com.
Operation.coffee.com. Marine veteran, Afghanistan, unbelievable lineage with his family serving our country. We're going to do everything possible we can help to make sure your corporation here, Operation Coffee, flies high.
Mm, thank you, sir.
We're going to have you back again, okay?
Yes, that would be great. I love that.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. You bet. We're going to set a quick break. Back with more right after this.
Waiting for the break.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin's Potawatomi Tribe is announcing plans for its casino and hotel in Milwaukee to go carbon neutral by the year 2050. Part of the plan will mean digging a geothermal hole about 600 feet deep. The project aims to fulfill up to 40% of the hotel and casino's heating and cooling needs. Only two members of the Wisconsin legislature are considered working class, according to recent research from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago. It may explain why voters feel their representatives are out of touch.
Our elected officials don't really come from the same set of backgrounds that most Americans come from.
Eric Hansen is one of the study's co-authors. Those working class lawmakers, by the way, are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Warmer weather is approaching, and Wisconsin DNR reminds people never to try to care for a wild animal yourself. The DNR says in spring, they get many calls about baby wild animals. They advise, leave it alone. Do not provide food or water, as improper care and handling can put the health of the animals and humans at risk. Visit the DNR's Keep Wildlife Wild webpage for species-specific tips on how to decide if a young wild animal is truly orphaned or in need of help. Brown County's Crime Prevention Funding Board is looking for applicants for grants to support existing crime prevention programs and or to implement new ones. Nine grants were awarded in 2023, including a $12,000 grant for the Green Bay Police Department Community Policing Division to purchase electronic bikes to be used in neighborhood outreach initiatives. Grants are awarded twice a year in April and October. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
Marquette gets past Colorado. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Marquette Golden Eagles reached the Sweet 16 with an 81-77 win over Colorado head coach Shaka Smart.
Man, they're a talented, talented team, and they got going in the second half. But our guys never blinked, never wavered. We stayed connected. You know, down the stretch, we got enough defensive stops to win the game.
Marquette headed to Dallas, where they'll play North Carolina State just after 6 p.m. Friday night. NBA in Milwaukee, a big night for Chris Middleton, who needed just one more rebound on the way to a rare triple-double, so he asked Doc Rivers to keep him in the game.
If I said a little word to Doc, I was feeling it. I realized I was 1 point away. Where I could be in control, I can hopefully knock down the jump shot like I did tonight.
Middleton, 11 points, 10 assists, 10 rebounds, as the Bucks bounce the Thunder, 118-93. They host the Lakers tomorrow night. Hockey, the Badger women's hockey team losing 1-0 to Ohio State. The Buckeyes claim the national championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
We have rain on the way today, tonight, into tomorrow. We could get an inch or more of rain by the time everything winds down late tomorrow into tomorrow night. 46 today, little breezy with a southeast wind gusting to near 30. More rain could be heavy at times tonight, low of 44. Tomorrow cloudy, rain 57 with rain changing to a little light snow by tomorrow evening. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
My conversation with Taylor Kalmus, a.k.a. Dude Dead.
When you go to the movies and you get to the last climactic scene, you're not just like, oh, you know what would be fun? Let's leave. Let's finish this movie in the parking lot. You guys don't know what I'm talking about, do you?
I think he's talking about...
Let's pull out of this movie theater.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor on Vacation this week. Kathy Larkin filling in. What a wonderful gentleman we just met. Sam Floyd, Operation Coffee Roasters. Check out their webpage. We want to have him back again. What a... These are the kind
nice
of people.
Guy.
Nice
guy. And so willing to share, which is so tough to do about mental health issues.
Absolutely. Do anything in the world we can for him. But now let's talk to Amy and Patrick from Discover Oshkosh.
Patrick.
Good morning.
Hi, friends.
Howdy.
Do you guys each have your own microphone? I'm watching it here in the thing.
Yeah. They gave us the full studio upgrade, John.
That's big time. Nice job, Todd.
The microphones are the real deal. They are not small.
Wow, look at you.
Thank you for not scrimping for Oshkosh.
Oshkosh bagosh.
Oshkosh. So what's going on in Oshkosh these days?
There's so much going on, and we really wanted you to meet Pat because he is our new ambassador. Well, he's not really new. He's about to celebrate 30 years of living in Oshkosh, but he recently retired, and I want him to be able to tell you his story. But we sort of snagged him as a local ambassador discovering new things in Oshkosh, which is pretty funny because he's been here 30 years, but is discovering all the things you can do as a retired guy, basically.
Yeah. I moved here 30 years ago, you guys, in 1994. I moved here to work at the Pioneer Inn and Marina.
Wow. Yeah.
That was a high class place at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Pioneer Inn. I did the Miss Wisconsin pageant there one time.
Yes, you did, John.
Yep.
They had...
I don't like the way he said that. Yes, you did, John.
I remember that.
Oh, yeah, we know.
It was the social center of Oshkosh back in the day,
as
you all remember, the Pioneer. And I moved here to get just the end of the glory days when they used to have all the big conventions and everything and Mercury Marine and the boats out there.
Yep.
But my first time to Oshkosh, I just fell in love with it. And so literally I'm celebrating my 30th year here.
Congratulations.
It's a great place. Woo! I love Oshkosh. Really and truly. There's so many things you can do and you got the water there and you got the whole thing. And I always talk about, I can never remember the name of the place, but I did a story for TV a few years back where they converted the old Elks Club or Eagles Club or something into this beautiful place. What's the name of that?
So it's called the Howard now.
Yes.
And the Howard.
It's amazing. So if, huge historic renovation. The upstairs is used for weddings and events and things like that. But then the basement, which was always a bowling alley, but not quite as swanky as it is now. So now we're talking about velvet couches you're sitting on. In fact, that might be a great place for Pat to discover.
Oh, you need. Oh,
he heard velvet and right away his head swung around.
You
I noticed.
See that? Yes. Yeah. But it is such a cool place. That bowling alley down there, it's like from the 1940s. And it's got an unbelievable bar.
Oh, I bet.
I mean, you want to talk about if you had like a little corporate or office gathering type thing, be the most perfect place ever, wouldn't it, Amy?
Absolutely. And people rent that out. You can rent it out just for yourself. So you can have the bowling alley just for your group, but you can also rent it out on public nights, which makes it kind of fun because then there's a little more activity down there. The food is fabulous. They're actually doing a pop-up restaurant the next two weekends, Thursdays and Fridays. And the food, the menu is just fabulous. It's just a great place to follow on social media. They're always doing new things from anything from, drag queen bingo to to yoga in the yoga and
yoga with goats, cats.
Yoga
okay,
on the lanes.
No goats. In
the where did that? I apologize. I have no idea where that came from.
But they do have yoga, glow in the dark yoga they've done. But the bowling alley, you will feel kind of like you've transcended Oshkosh and that you've maybe landed, like you said, in a different era.
Yep.
It just feels really, you feel really cool when you're down there. Let's just be honest.
Totally agree.
So I'm going to have to figure out what Pat would wear. This is a big thing about the Pat videos is it's become a wardrobe. There's a wardrobe part of this.
What's that about, Pat?
Tell us about this. Tell us about your videos, Pat. Yeah.
So it started because I retired at the end of 2022.
Nice. Good for you.
Thank you.
It lasted 2 days.
It literally lasted like 2 days. a couple days into January, I had a panic attack and I was like, what am I going to do? And I have a lot of friends in Oshkosh. And one of them said, Pat, you're an Oshkosh ambassador. You should go talk to Amy. And I didn't know it, but Amy had been thinking about their marketing plan for the year. And I showed up as like a grandfluencer, right? A grandparent influencer. Because I hit all the demos. But the reason that it was interesting is because during my 30 years in Oshkosh, I was so busy working and, you know, raising my family that I didn't do a lot of the things that normal people do. I'm a very focused person. And so there's places in Oshkosh that I've driven by, you know, a thousand times that I had never been in.
Yeah. Never and set so, foot in it and always wondered what went on in there.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so, the Discover Oshkosh series gives me a chance to go in and meet the owners a lot of time and the staff of the establishments and just kind of hang out there and get to know them a little bit. And what's happened is that the joy of my life has become going in and meeting these interesting people who all are in different walks of life and just have so much passion for what they do. And they're just all around you.
I like that. I like that.
It's so fun. And I think one of the things that we wanted to show is, you know, sort of the, like you said, the other side of these businesses. So the people that make these businesses tick. So, you know, we went and visited Sturgeon Spirits. It's a new distillery in Oshkosh. And Carl Lowenstein, I mean, he has started that place from his garage to a place, you know, he's built this place and he's the heart and soul of that business. So we can go in there and say, Sturgeon Spirits is great, but like, we want to just interact with Carl and the Carl Pat. We start talking about Pat in the third person, which also cracks me up. So we'll say, does Pat like that? And one of the things we talked about is Pat getting in shape. And he has a family.
Join the club, yeah. Pat. Join the club, brother.
And so I said, how does Pat feel about, what does Pat think of swim trunks? And Pat said, I think Pat likes swim trunks.
Pat needs to lose 20 pounds by September.
Well, my vow, we were talking about earlier, I'm going to do a lot of biking this summer, okay? And I'm going to bring out, I think we're from the same era, Pat. You remember when coaches used to wear those coaching shorts? They're like polyester. They'd come up to about here and down to your knees.
Yes.
Okay.
I have pictures of myself in them, John.
So do I. So I'm going to wear those with knee socks. And remember we used to wear the cutoff t-shirts in that era? I'm going to do that for this summer. That's okay, my goal. John. Yeah.
Hey, and he's going to get a 10-speed bike, so he's all bent over.
Exactly.
No, seriously, John, I want to invite you to come down to a slow roll with us.
A what?
So a slow roll.
That sounds like your speed.
It does.
John, so it is, I don't even know who organizes it. The biking community in Oshkosh is amazing. And so I got introduced to them because Pat went on the slow roll. And so what it is, you meet at a beverage establishment because you might be thirsty before the ride.
Got to hydrate.
And it's about 100 bikes and you get everybody from seniors to little kids and dogs on bikes. And then at the stated time, the bike leaders lead you on a scenic ride through Oshkosh and it's slow.
It's literally a slow roll and it's maybe 2 miles. It's very doable. But what's fun about it is exactly what Pat said is, we'll send you the video of Pat on the slow roll and you can get an idea of this, but everybody can do it. So literally you are slow rolling through Oshkosh. People are chatting. Like Pat said, they might have a beverage before or after or both.
Yes.
It kind of depends.
But not during.
But you guys, the best part is because we've got now like 100 bikes rolling through the streets, we literally take over the streets.
I like it.
And the cars stop for us and we own the town for an hour.
You know what? Mino could do this.
Yeah, that sounds like your kind of thing.
I'm being like Pat here. Pat could do this. Mino could do this.
Mino could do it.
Yes.
You can do it, Mino.
Thank you, Pat.
I'm going to invite you.
Yeah, we're going to get you on one of those. And sometimes we've actually had them start at the Howard. So we'll look for a great destination, one that, you know, starts, and we'll see if we can get that on that.
Can I wear the coach's shorts?
You have to wear the coach's shorts.
Okay. Now you have to.
Now I have to. Yes. Yes.
And we're gonna publicize this on our Discover Oshkosh social media channels.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Is that where we find you, Pat?
Yeah, we want to find everything you guys do. Where do we find everything?
Just visit Oshkosh.com.
Yep.
Just Oshkosh.com. Okay.
Yep. And you can look at all the videos. You can always give us a call to 920-303-9200. We're always happy to help, like, put an itinerary together. We can send a link to all of Pat's videos if people are interested in seeing all the places Pat's discovered so far. The newest one that will be debuting in April is a brewery episode. And as I understand it, that one went really well.
We visited the three amazing locally owned craft breweries in Oshkosh on Friday.
You guys, be thorough.
Mino, I wish you were there for me because I need a backup.
So do I.
Pat needed a backup.
I would have been there for you, Pat.
Somebody just threw the water.
Hey, that sounds like a fun gig, Pat, for being retired.
Yeah.
I pinch myself every day.
That's awesome. You know what? It's one of those things, though, too. Oshkosh has so many, you know, everybody talks about EAA, which is pretty magnificent. I mean, but that's a 1 week or 2 week type thing. There's a lot of other stuff going on in Oshkosh that people might not realize being a little bit further north here.
That really is our whole point is, you know, just put some spotlights on some of the special things that you can come and enjoy here in Oshkosh. One of the things with our new brand, you know, when we've started talking about discovering Oshkosh is really those hidden gems and the things that make us, you know, make our community really special. And we're so lucky in Northeast Wisconsin. I mean, when you look at our entire valley of all the things there are to do and just the ease of being able to go from Green Bay to Oshkosh or, you know, back and forth. And so I just encourage people, you know, to, you know, get out there. I mean, whether it's, you know, checking out something new or something you haven't done in a while, you know, like Pat said, sometimes you're really busy and you don't take the time, but life is short. Let's do it.
Do they still have the, I used to come down there once a week to do live reports from Waterfest. Do they still have Waterfest?
Yes. And it is, our lineup is looking great this summer. So we kick off, the June there's two shows in June, three in July and four in August or something like that. We'll come back on and I'll get you a contact. Mike Dempsey is the czar of Waterfest and he's the guy you need to talk to, but just a great Thursday night concert series that happens right on the river at the Leach Amphitheater. I'm guessing Pat will enjoy some of those this summer.
Pat's all about the Gin Blossoms.
Love the Gin Blossoms.
Are they coming?
Like August? Yeah, they're coming August 1st or August 9th. And they've got like this cool 90s tour with Vertical Horizon and
Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Okay, this brings back such memories of when Kathy and I worked together over at QLH. Gin Blossoms were huge, remember?
Yes, absolutely.
We played them all the time. Yes.
Well, I might need to get you guys some tickets.
I think you do. I love that venue. Being outside like that, sitting on the grass.
That's what summertime's all about.
Absolutely.
Especially by water. I mean, you got to take advantage of that. You got to enjoy it.
You can come by boat. You can come by, you know, walk on the river walk, come by bike, come by car, you know, however you want to get there.
I'm going to bike down from Green Bay.
In your shorts.
Yeah, in my shorts and half shirt.
Talk about stopping traffic. There we go.
We'll get you a Discover Oshkosh shirt that you can cut off.
Okay. I'm in. Hey, Amy and Pat, this is great. Pat, I can't wait to see your videos.
We're going to send them over to you, and you will not be disappointed.
I believe that.
John, watch the herd. Pat goes to the Wisconsin herd.
Ooh, basketball.
Right? So that's the basketball team.
I know. I've done some of their games, me and Ted Stefaniak.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah. So we went to the opener in November, and Pat got to shoot the Greens Poorhouse shot of destiny.
Oh.
So that's where they pick. And so they took me because I was filming, right?
Yeah.
And so the shot of destiny is you have 30 seconds. It's in the fourth quarter, like during a timeout, they bring you out. You have to, in 30 seconds, you have to shoot a layup, a free throw, a three pointer, and a half court shot.
Yeah.
Well, a logo. And
if you do, you win like lifetime beer at Greens Poorhouse, right? I made the layup. So when you're doing it, it's like one of those moments in your life when time stops and everything's in slow motion and you can't hear anything because, Brandon, our cameraman, is filming me. There's 3,000 people in the arena, and I'm walking out there to shoot my layup, and then I make it. And then
okay, we got 10 seconds, Pat. Did you win the free beer or not?
No.
All right,
I love you.
Yeah, cut to the chase, Pat.
Thanks for having us.
We're going to get you guys on again. Can't wait to see your videos. Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Filling in. Those are two fun people too, huh? Amy Albright and Patrick Tracy from Discover Oshkosh.
Yeah.
I love how he calls himself Pat.
Pat, yeah.
So Pat
I never
walks
had
out of the court.
Guts to do that with myself.
So Kathy walks on.
Yeah, I just
Oh, George Seinfeld. Remember George?
Yeah.
Did that
oh,
for
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
George was the third man.
Yeah.
So George wouldn't do that.
His videos are great, by the way.
I gotta see him.
Yeah, I'm
like
anxious.
That's why I wanted to book him, because he started doing this within the last, you know, several months or whatever.
He's going to be like a cult kind of hero guy.
I think he already is.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And how do you find him again?
Visit Oshkosh. Yep.
DiscoverOshkosh.com?
Visit Oshkosh.
Visit Oshkosh.com. Yep. Okay, fantastic. Boy, we've had some great guests today. Sam from Operation Coffee Roasters. You want to talk a bunch more about that. Marine Afghanistan veteran trying to help other veterans with the... You know, the different problems they have in readjusting. Man, what an incredible interview with Carol Hammerly.
Oh,
she was great.
Always, yeah.
Yes. We've had some
neat
fun
lady.
People today. Great people, great guests. So this has been a lot of fun. By the way, we didn't even mention it today is National Waffle Day.
Mm.
The only time I've ever had waffles
yeah.
was like when you travel and you got that hotel and you go down and they got the little waffle maker.
Oh, sure.
That's
yeah.
the only time I've ever had. You ever have waffles at home? Who has waffles at home?
I have a waffle iron, but
do
I usually do the Eggos, but I order them when I go out once in a while.
Waffles?
Yeah, for
I
breakfast.
Never have. I've never ordered a waffle.
Yeah.
But I feel pretty cool in the hotels when you're making those.
When you're making your own.
Yeah.
Right.
Feel cool.
Like you feel very domesticated, almost
yes.
like a chef.
Yeah,
like,
very
look,
much.
I poured batter out of a machine and put it in there and made my own breakfast.
Although the last time I was at one,
did
the lady
over?
Had to help me.
Oh.
Honestly,
what do I do with this?
Anyone
what?
Surprised by that?
And
statement?
I was doing it in front of my granddaughters.
Let's take a poll.
I want a waffle.
A poll. Who's surprised?
Yeah, also, National Pecan Day. We had a big thing last week.
Pecan.
Is it? I say pecan.
I do too, but pecans
okay.
from down
that is
south.
The number one pie. In Wisconsin,
oh,
right, Todd?
Yeah.
Well, according to our poll, it was pecan pie, yeah.
I yes. love pecan pie.
Have you ever had honey pie?
No, but you had some here.
We had some. It was really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
I bet there's no leftovers from that.
There
huh?
was none.
Yeah.
No, it's really good.
Honey pie. It just sounds
honey
good.
Honey pie. National Cerebral Palsy Day. I'll tell you what. The people that work with those people yep. are amazing.
And the CP Center right
CP
here
Center
in Green Bay is an amazing,
amazing
place.
Just yep. incredible. The job they do there. And the way they help these people is just incredible. There's a special place in Valhalla for the people that devote
oh, yeah.
their lives to that. You betcha. Elton John, 79.
Oh, that hurts.
Did you go to him? Go to his
I
concert?
I have never seen an Elton John
Because he was in Green
concert.
Bay, wasn't he, Tom?
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, I have not. I kind of felt like he just doesn't sound at this age. And
yeah.
I'd rather just listen to his music
yeah.
than hear him. It just sort of makes me a little bit sad.
Interesting.
Sarah Jessica Parker is 59. I actually thought she was
older. Oh, Sex in the City.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that show. I still watch it in rerun.
Mr. Big?
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Love Story of a Lifetime. Yeah.
Okay. Danica Patrick is 42.
Well, she survived.
she survived A-Rod. She survived Indy racing, NASCAR,
and A-Rod. A-Rod.
That's quite the trifecta there. What do we got going on tomorrow, Todd?
Well, inside the house, Sandra Rank stops by from the Sandra Rank Real Estate Collective with Keller Williams. And Brian Baumler and Ashley McDermott are in from Heights Pub and Parlor.
Oh, yeah.
There are small business. They are our small business spotlight this week.
Fantastic. Cool. They reopened that place. It's a great place.
Yeah, I want to get in there. I've seen pictures on Facebook of it. I always like that building.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
The interior. We were talking about that with Jim the other day about, you know, back in the 70s, they were knocking those buildings down.
Yeah.
And it's like for the ones that have survived, man.
They're beautiful.
They're awesome.
Yeah, I love them.
You couldn't recreate something as cool as those buildings are. It's just amazing.
Yeah.
So anyway, but tonight, Caitlin Clark.
Yep. 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Basketball.
West Virginia, I think they're playing.
I think you're right.
I got to be honest with you.
I don't even pay attention, really, but I should.
After watching the Tennessees and the South Carolinas.
Oh, yeah.
And the
South
LSUs.
Carolina is just, I don't know who's going to beat them, quite honestly.
They're not going to win a national championship. Iowa isn't.
I don't think so either.
These teams
it would
are
be,
so
it
good.
It would be awesome that if they did.
It would.
Unfortunately, they got to run into LSU already
early,
to even make it to the Final Four.
I know.
So it's, that's going to be interesting.
Yeah, so God bless her. I hope she runs the table, but I got to watch her tonight just because, you know, how many times you get a chance to see somebody like this in college basketball. And again, Carol even said the same. It's just amazing. No one's ever done this.
No.
No female basketball player has ever been able to shoot from as far as she shoots, as accurate as she is, who passes better than her.
Oh.
It's one in a generation.
Her no-look passes. Her passes are amazing. I watch just for that.
I agree.
I mean, honestly, I love watching her pass the ball.
Yep. Oh, Mellencamp at the Widener tonight. Do you think he does a full show? Did you hear about him the other night someplace? I don't know where it was.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, he likes to tell stories.
Sure.
You know, hey, man, this one goes back to 1984.
Well, he probably...
When I was, you know.
Yeah.
And people would yell out, play Jack and Diane.
Sing a song!
And he's basically like, bleep you. And he walked off stage. Yeah, he quit.
Well.
Yes. He was
actually...
You know,
that's what old men do.
Yes, we do. I'll never forget this. He played in Arizona when I was there. I didn't go to the concert, but somebody threw a bottle, like a pint bottle, a bottle bottle, and hit him on stage.
Oh, come on, man. That's not ever cool.
It's horrific. They took him off. I want to say they stitched him. He came back out and played Hurt So Good.
Good for him.
So that was kind of a cool thing.
He was one of I listened to him when he was John Cougar.
Me too.
Mellencamp. We
absolutely.
John Cougar.
Well,
nope.
He was
his album.
Johnny Cougar first, then John Cougar.
Right.
Then John Cougar
Mellencamp.
Yeah, now it's just John Kemp. Yeah. Yep.
Didn't he model like, or didn't he marry like a couple of different supermodels?
Well, of course.
He'd
all
like,
rock
he'd like
stars
do a
do.
Video, and
yeah.
there'd be like the supermodel that's
and
in
then
the
he'd
video.
Marry her.
And then he'd end up hooking up with her.
Yeah, and then that didn't work out.
Yes.
Because another supermodel would come
Absolutely.
along.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's the life.
I think he had a prenup. Once they hit 30, they were out.
Out.
I think that was his thing back then in those days. Those guys used to do those kind of things. But I'd love to see Mellencamp. Is it sold out? I don't even know.
Not sure.
I don't know. Okay, Mellencamp at the Widener. That's always a cool thing. But you know what? Green Bay does bring some pretty cool
acts. And the Widener is still a great facility. It's got great acoustics. It's an awesome place to hear music or anything.
I spoke there one time, okay, on my books and stuff like that. And I started talking, and I thought to myself, I should break out in song. Because
when you're up on the stage?
Because these acoustics are so great. These walls need to hear my voice reverberating.
I think they want to keep that place going and keep the, you know.
Wow. Shot. Right,
I know,
at the
right at the end.
Don't know if
right
that's
at the end.
What
right
we
just got
to
get that last one in. Just that.
It is a performing arts center,
you know
John.
What that is, Todd? You know what that is?
What's
a guy fouls out and he's walking to the bench all dejected and the opposing player still gives him a shoulder.
Yeah.
Just for the very last thing. It's like, it's over and we still got
to
do that.
I like to get the last shot in,
tell your
John.
Dad was a Marine.
Yep.
All right. Kathy Larkin, it's been an absolute pleasure having
Thanks
you here.
Thanks for having me.
So much fun.
I've
We're going to have you back.
I enjoyed it.
Awesome. Mind on the Mayor Show. We'll be back in tomorrow morning. Todd, thanks for another amazing
best,
job pushing the buttons on all the things you do. Thanks for being with us, folks. Back in tomorrow morning. See ya.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street. This is Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS. It's time to ride... into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.